Hey everybody, welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is Sharon Jeffers. I'm your host. And I'm going to be with you for the next 55 minutes. And hopefully we're going to have some fun talking about life and the cards and this mystic science. If you're new to my show, you might want to check out my website, starofthemagi.com. That's M-A-G-I. And you can look up your cards there. If you're not familiar with the system, I highly recommend getting to know it because it's quite wonderful, informative, and provides a lot of guidance for us as individuals relative to our nature, our character, and also where we are in time and where we're going. So it's nice to have little peeks here and there into what's going on. I was, especially now, it just seems like there's so much happening. I am going to be taking phone calls tonight to do short little readings. I do my best to include everyone. I mean, I'll direct it to you personally, as you know, if you've listened to my show. And also, I like to point out the learning of the cards as we go along, just because each one of them is so full of, you know, information and guidance, wisdom, learning, challenges, opportunities, you name it. They're embodying all those things, each one. And to me, they are entities. When I see cards, they're not two-dimensional, three-dimensional. They're living expressions of life. And if you know the system, you know that we don't lay cards out like in fortune-telling. So those of you that are new, if you go to my website and click up in the navigation bar on the cards, you'll see if you scroll all the way down, there's an image of the life spread. And there are actually 91 of these spreads, and they're all related to where we are in time, our age, according to our birthday. Each day of the year is associated with a specific card. And today is what? Today's a Two of Clubs day. Two of Clubs, King of Clubs, actually, I think. Where are we anyway? August 24th. Oh, no. Anyway, it is a Two of Clubs day. And that's a great card for having conversations. So I want to invite you to call in. When you call in, my producer is going to ask you for your name and your birth date. And I want to know those things so that I can look and see where you are in time. Time is what this is all about here. And I was going to do this special, but I think I'll wait. You know, I'm right in the middle of moving. And I'm moving my home and my office right now. So if I sound like I'm in a hollow room, I am. Because half of everything is somewhere else. But, you know, there are so many things going on right now with the sun getting excited and waking up from its slumber. And I saw today that some fast food restaurant in Georgia got swallowed up by a sinkhole. And that's been happening quite a bit lately. And I wonder if it's because we've taken all the oil out of the earth, that we just keep taking the oil. It's got to have some sort of ramifications to it, you know? It's like, we can't just keep doing this, and things are falling into big holes. I wonder if that's what that is. I don't know. And please, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I'm deliriously tired from moving. So if I say things backwards or stutter or stumble over my face, you know, pardon me, my tongue, not my face. So Norma, Jean, and I'm really relying on you guys tonight to do this show because my brain is, you know, in the moving mode. So Norma Jean from BC, Canada is on the line.
Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Norma Jean. How are you?
Well, I think I my life is one of those sinkholes you were talking about.
Whoops. You're the king of diamonds.
I know. It's a bit of a shock for me.
Are you, that your life is in a sinkhole?
Well, yes, everything has changed so drastically. And it's like I'm clearing out everything and giving up everything I own. And it does, it feels like I'm clearing on all levels. Some is my choice, some of it isn't.
Let me tell you something, darling. Stop right where you are, please. Are you 62?
Yes.
Let me tell you what's going on. When you had your last birthday on February 12th, your card, your King of Diamonds card, moved into the Nine of Clubs house. That card takes everything. It's like, it's almost like somebody just turned your life off and left you standing on the corner.
Exactly.
Yes. Now, there's a lot of opportunity with this card, but it can be really hard to see. Okay?
Yes.
Because the challenge side of the Nine of Clubs, you've moved into the Nine of Clubs house, so you're living in that house. And, you know, the wisdom that's working with you has to do with priorities, integrity, responsibility, financial responsibility. Your inner expression is really about compassion, but the Nine of Clubs, when it's challenged, can really go into feeling like a victim. And it just seems like, did life drop me off? Off the bus? And there's nothing here. I'm in the middle of the desert. What happened to my life? And what's happening is a huge shift. And it's important that you let go and that you constantly just keep letting go of everything and allowing yourself to just be really open to what's coming. Because when you turn 63, the Ten of Diamonds is going to move into your house, and it's going to be like night and day, or actually from night to day.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I interrupted you, but when I saw where your card was sitting, it was like, oh,
no,
this is not. Excuse me?
You're exactly right in describing what has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
But if I have to look forward to the Ten of Diamonds, what is it that I need to look forward to?
Well, it's not, no, you cannot look forward when you're sitting in the Nine of Clubs house. You
okay.
have to look up, in and up.
Yes?
It's a card, you know, if you look at a nine, it curls into itself. It pulls us in to the very essence of our being, and everything else must fall away that needs to fall away. What doesn't will remain. It also makes way for new things to come. That Ten of Diamonds isn't coming until your birthday, so you still have some work to do.
Okay.
You know, so many times when these nines show up, people say to me, when will this be over? When will this end? You know, and it's like, well, it'll end when it ends. However, it's here and now. So what are the best ways to use this energy when we're challenged like this? And it's really about nine say let go. Let go of what you think is supposed to happen, who you think you are, where you think you're going, and what you think is happening.
Yes.
That's what the nine of clubs is doing right now. It's transforming you. This is like a year of, you know, alchemy.
Okay.
Personal alchemy.
So that's like magic.
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very, very nice way of saying it. It's either going to be hell or magic.
Uh-huh.
And this is a moment-by-moment choice that we have to make, you know. Because
uh-huh.
It's really easy to feel like a victim sitting in there.
Well, it feels like you're in a ditch.
Right, with four flat tires and no spare.
Exactly.
In the dark. On a deserted road in the middle of nowhere. Yes, it does.
Yes. Well,
it can be very intense.
Mhm. Mhm.
But, you know, this is a great time to meditate and in the moment be like the Buddha. You know, to just observe and receive and ask life, what would you like?
Mm-hmm.
Just be a servant of life. And if you feel yourself coming up against an obstacle, step back and say thank you and realize that that's not the direction for you because there's an obstacle there.
Mm-hmm.
Obstacles are there to redirect us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we think, well, why isn't this working for me? We're like a bunch of spoiled little kids here, you know. We have this incredible life and this amazing breath and we have eyeballs and whatnot. And, you know, so much glory and beauty in life. And it's really easy to forget. And this card, when we get dunked, it's like being dunked sitting in this house,
mm-hmm.
you know, dunked underwater, and just when you're about to drown, you get pulled up for a breath of air. Sorry. I'm sorry that I'm laughing. I know it's hard.
You get revived enough so that you can feel again, and then you get dumped on again.
Yeah. But it's this major cleansing. And you have the Jack of Hearts behind you also. So you're also learning about boundaries and the difference between giving and sacrifice. A lot going on. It's a lot. But, you know, the safe place is in the stillness with observation. That's where it's safe with this influence. You observe from a place of stillness, and you observe with curiosity and gratitude that you can. That's the secret.
That sounds beautiful.
I've
written that down.
Oh, goody.
Maybe
you could email that to me. That was very poetic. Would you email that to me, please?
Email what to you?
What I just said, what you wrote down.
Oh, what I wrote down, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, though, in the midst of this.
Yes.
Sitting in stillness, and it's something that I intuitively have backed away from, and one is a negligence claim, which would be a court case.
Uh-huh.
And the other would be another case in a lower court. And it all has to do with my home.
Uh-huh.
And I've been backing away from it because it feels like I don't have the energy to engage in it at this time. Should I just drop it and let it go with everything else I'm dropping at this time? Or,
what does your intuition tell you?
Oh, this is where I'm getting mixed up. I don't know if it's my intuition or my, my intellect that's guiding me.
Uh-huh. Well, you need to be with your intuition. You have the Queen of Clubs in Jupiter and the Queen of Hearts. So it's really, really important for you to be with your intuition on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you have, as time goes on, well, you have the Ten of Clubs. Does any of this have to do with family?
No.
Or home?
My home, I it's a rental, and it was, the carpet had not been,
Okay, wait, Norma yeah? Jean, I'm sorry, but people are really lining up, so I don't want to take too much time here.
Okay.
But you need to find a place of stillness. You know, I mean, if you do need guidance on this, you could call me.
Okay.
But, because I would have to look at your different cycles and stuff, but you really, what's important is to do what feels right to you, not what your logic or your reason tells you, but what feels right, okay? If you're justifying or rationalizing, you're not with your intuition.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, darling. I have to go because there's a long list of people lining up here. I'm sorry.
No, thank you so much for your help. It has just been wonderful. It's been a blessing. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, Joyce on, everybody's calling from Canada tonight. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
You're the Six of Clubs, aren't you?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, then I'm so happy to tell you this. Your birthday is the Six of Clubs' birthday, and the Six of Clubs is the messenger. Are you?
Oh, my goodness.
Does that make sense to you?
I've had numerous people, some famous, some not so famous, lately, which is why I called. I, 2 years ago, have all of a sudden gotten into this channeling. And it just came up, and all of a sudden I was reading books on channeling and listening to channelers, and I had gotten, voices, and just, you know, you are the messenger, you are the vessel. And I was just curious as to maybe when that was going to happen. I have a feeling I'm in a student learning center now.
Isn't it already happening?
Pardon?
Isn't it already happening?
You know, it is. I think so. Like, I have things come in for me, but not on the scale that some of these people are telling me it's going to be. And I don't know whether to just let it develop or whether I'm supposed to work on it or...
I think you should meditate. When you turn 52, you're 54 right now, correct?
Right.
When you turn 52, you went into a 13-year cycle governed by Saturn, your Saturn card in your life path. In this system, you have a life path, and which reveals your destiny. And when you turn 52, you went into a 13-year cycle that's governed by the King of Spades, which is the most powerful card in the deck. It's a card of spiritual and material mastery.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So what's important for you is to be on a path of self-mastery.
What I'm getting really strong, it's almost like my guides are like at my back, like pushing me, like it's time, no more books, no more courses, get out there. But I just don't know like what I'm supposed to do, and when.
Okay, first of all, I would suggest changing your conversation and drop the words supposed to.
Okay.
The two words. Those are two words, actually.
I will.
Get rid of those and just start meditating.
Okay.
Just spend time being deep with yourself.
Okay.
You know, and maybe keep a journal. It's time for you to just be with yourself and ask for guidance within, not, you know, I agree with the thing about the books. It's like, start practicing. Like, I have a meditation CD that I give to my coaching students that I work with. And my coaching program is to develop self-mastery. And the meditation actually teaches people to be in a place of stillness and connectedness inside so that from there they can observe. And that's what you need to do. You need to get into this place. It's your life right now. The focus should be on your self-mastery, mastery over your mind, mastery over your thoughts, because that's what the King of Spades is. He's the master of the deck.
Okay.
So that would be my suggestion to you. And right now, at 54, you've got Seven of Clubs in your house. So the Seven of Clubs is the card of spiritual knowledge. So this energy has come to bless you. And this year, age 54, is all about refining your mind. That's what that card represents. Mental refinement, getting rid of, you know, all the ways of thinking that don't serve you. And your Six of Clubs birth card is sitting in the Seven of Hearts house, which is a card of spiritual love, unconditional love and acceptance. So, you know, this is a very powerful spiritual year for you, from birthday to birthday, your last birthday to your next, and the 13 years that you began at age 52. So, It's a really powerful time, and you want to choose things to do that are going to empower you in that way that you can be more masterful with yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you for calling, darling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What a lot of people don't know, and because I don't advertise this, but I do have I have a 21-day coaching program. It's 21 days. You're on the phone with me every day. You have a workbook and a meditation CD. And then I have an ongoing coaching program as well. And understanding our true nature and knowing the timing of things and how they're unfolding and what to be doing when is really what is so clearly revealed by this oracle. And it's profound. And when we align in time with what's happening and we make the right choices to be in alignment with the influences that are working with us, we can transform our lives in huge ways. Just, it's very exciting. Okay, we have another call from Canada, from Montreal. Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you 48?
Yes.
And your birthday is October 15th?
No, 4th.
Right. Sorry, I was looking at Beth, who's next. October 4th. Okay. So do you know that you're the Five of Diamonds?
Yes, I do.
Oh. And you're a Libra. So your planetary ruling card is the Jack of Clubs. Boy, you must have been fun as a child, curious little thing, like Tinkerbell getting into everything.
I don't know.
I don't know, unless you, depends on your environment, I guess. What can I do for you, Carrie?
Oh, I guess I have the age-old dilemma. Actually, I'm on the cusp, I think. I feel like I'm about to off into something new, but I guess it's the age-old thing of love and what's next and what do I need to do.
Love. Let's look at your seven-year cycle for love. 48. Well, you're at the very end of a seven-year cycle. So on your next birthday, which is coming up?
Yes.
So, okay, first of all, you're probably very close to being in Neptune if you're not already in Neptune. So let's have that conversation. Neptune, you went into Neptune on the 13th of August. So you don't want to get into a relationship now until after your birthday.
Okay.
You can dream about them. You can dream up the one that you'd like to have. You can fantasize your brains out. But I highly recommend not taking any action in that direction until you have your birthday. Because when we're in Neptune, we don't always see things as they really are. We see what we want to see, and it's a dangerous time to get into anything major. So 49, when you have your birthday, you're going into a brand new seven-year cycle. So the energy is going to be shifting big time. Are you excited about that?
I am so excited. I feel like I'm about to, like, I feel like something's coming really big.
Yeah, it is. A new seven-year cycle is pretty big. And, you know, you've had the Ace of Spades in your house for 7 years. Where were you, I wonder? Five of Diamonds. Oh, up in the Five of Clubs house. Yeah. Let's see what new energy is coming to you. Well, where is your card? Here it is. Ooh, changes. Big time changes. And I do see the possibility of a relationship coming along in the seven-year cycle. Maybe even in the first year that you're in it. You must be open. This person is going to be different. So you need to spend between now and your birthday letting go of all your old ideas of what you think you want and who you think it is, okay?
Okay, it's not who I think it is, right? That's what you're saying.
I don't know who it is, but
okay.
You can't bring any old energy into this because this is going to be, is that person younger than you?
The one I was thinking about? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, it may be him. We don't know.
Letting go of what? I'm sorry. Letting go of my old...
All your old ideas about relationship. Relationship is going to be something new and different. So be open and curious and excited about that.
Okay.
Okay. You sound very hesitant. Do you?
Well, I don't. Yeah,
you
I wish. I mean, I wish that I mean, I don't know why it's been so dry. You know, so many years of, you know, of not really having real love, and I do feel more ready for that. So that's good. But I don't know.
Well,
what
love can't come if we're not ready.
Yeah.
You know. The thing I want to say to you is I want you to make a list of everything you're hesitant about, write it all down, and then wad it up and throw it away. Okay?
Okay.
You're a little hesitant, and, you know, it's time to just look on your birthday. You're going to celebrate a brand new seven-year cycle. And that new seven-year cycle is governed by Mercury. So it's going to be all new beginnings. So just wrap up everything you don't want to take with you into this and, you know, send it off somewhere.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. It's very kind of, I guess it's complicated. But it's
okay.
Not one completely.
So this is, what's complicated?
Where my heart's been has been a bit complicated. Kind of not landing anywhere reciprocated.
That's your mind, not your heart. Our hearts cannot, they are not complicated.
Right.
So what I'm suggesting then is that you stop thinking about this and just get into your feeling self. And feel what you want to feel with somebody else.
I can do that.
I can.
Oh, goody.
I can. Okay. Can't wait.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye. I think the heart is so innocent and so simple. And we, with our little heads, we think too much, especially those of you that have strong club influences. Think. But I think as human beings, we think more than we need to think. And probably if we felt more, and just allowed ourselves to bathe in the feeling of love, then we draw it to us, you know, when we just emanate that and it comes back to us. And we have no time for hesitation, people. Life could extinguish us at any moment. We don't know. Okay, Beth, who is in California. My first three calls were from Canada. Hello, everyone in Canada. And now we're going to California with Beth. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. First time calling in.
Oh, my. We have a terrible echo.
Oh.
Yes.
Hold on. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you have your computer on?
No, I did, but he turned it down. I also had you on speaker. So he was having a hard time hearing me earlier.
So here we are, and where in California are you, Chip?
Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm going to be in Los Angeles. This would be a good time to tell everybody that. I'm going to be in Los Angeles in September. From September 10th to the 16th or 17th, I keep extending the days a little bit, but I'm doing a public event in Malibu on the 10th, the evening of the 10th. So if you guys aren't on my card of the day list, you might want to get on there, my mailing list, which is a free email I send out every day. If you're on Facebook, Cards of Destiny is my Facebook page, but I usually post what's going on. Okay, Beth, sorry.
That's okay.
You were born in 1968, so you're going to be 42 on your birthday.
Sure am.
So you're going into a new 7-year cycle on your birthday on October 15th. Now, did you know that you're a 7 of clubs?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, so your birthday, October. Okay, get a pen and write this down. And Carrie, you get a pen too, because I'm going to come back after Beth and tell you these things over the air. Beth, your birth card is a 7 of clubs. And your spirit card is the 8 of diamonds. Your soul card is the Jack of Spades. And your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Spades. So you can go on my website and read about that stuff. I also have books and an iPhone application. Yeah, I know. I'm the worst marketing person on the planet. I totally forget that I have these things. Anyway, what can I do for you? Do you have a question?
I do have a question. I'm questioning my career, actually. I feel like, it's all about career, really.
Okay.
Just questioning, because I feel like I made the right choice, but I feel like it's taking so long to get to where I want to be. And, I mean, I love doing it, so that's why I haven't stopped.
What do you mean you haven't stopped?
Well, because it's acting, and I haven't made much money acting, but I just keep going because I enjoy doing it.
Are you married?
I was married. We're separated right now.
Because when after your birthday and your new 7-year cycle that comes with age 42, you have really strong cards for marriage.
Really?
And relationship, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I feel like you're going to have a whole new... Listen, you need to be really open, okay? Because you're going to be in a new relationship with yourself and somebody else. It's very, I mean, it's like smacking me in the face here, this information. It's so open. So I would just, you know, what is your question exactly? I don't feel like you have a question.
Well, the question is, basically, when my career is going to start. Is like, should I stay in acting? I mean, it's just, I feel like, I definitely feel like I'm going through some kind of transition, because I feel very...
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, what were you saying?
Well, I was wondering if you have any draw toward something relative to the healing professions.
No. I've never thought about... Well, I have thought about that, I mean, but not as a career.
What do you mean? Counseling?
I don't really want to do counseling.
No, I thought you said, I thought I heard you say counseling.
Oh, wow, no. No. Yeah. So basically, just, am I making the right choice? Should I just stick it out? And it's just the right path for me.
Well, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
That's a good question. I have no idea. You know, maybe I would, I don't even know.
See, I feel like you, there's a little something missing for you. Yes? You feel that?
Yeah.
You sort of feel like you're not quite connecting to yourself inside?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where you what you need to take care of first. You need to go to that call inside of yourself and be with you. And that's why things aren't clicking. Because that's got to click in there first. And then on the outside, things will click. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you need to seek to find a way to do that. Are you on my mailing list?
No. I just found it.
If you go to my website, this is for everybody, starofthemagi.com, you can sign up for the free card of the day email that I do, or you can just email me. I'm going to be doing an event in Malibu on the 10th of September. If you can come to that event, I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like an evening event. It's, I think they're charging $10 or something. It's at this outrageous place in Malibu. It's really very cool.
Nice.
But the information for that's going to come out. But, you know, I think it would be, you know, there's something you need to connect within yourself before anything is going to click outside, and this is the perfect time to do it right now, between now and your birthday, okay?
Okay.
Are you working?
I have a couple of different jobs.
Okay. All right.
Am I not?
I hope that was helpful. What?
Is there something wrong with the working?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were trying to tell me something.
No.
Okay. Great.
Beth, thank you for calling. If you come on the 10th, introduce yourself to me, okay?
I will, for sure. Definitely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Pat from Connecticut. Let me tell you all something, Pat. Just hang on there a second, please. You know, if we're not connected inside with ourselves, that things don't connect outside. Whatever is happening outside is a reflection of what's happening inside with our relationship with ourselves. Whatever is happening in our relationships with others is a reflection of what's happening in our relationship with ourselves. The whole world is reflecting back to us how we are in relationship with ourselves. So when something isn't connecting, it's like, okay, where am I not connecting inside? That needs to be our first question, I think. Okay, that's just my opinion, of course. Take it or leave it. Okay, July 12th, Three of Diamonds. We've got a Three of Diamonds. Pat from Connecticut.
Hi.
Hi. Are you scared? Okay.
I don't even want to go where you were just describing because I just lost my dog, my most wonderful companion I've ever had in my life. I'm completely alone. I don't think I have any friends at this point in my life. I'm very lonely. Life has been, I've been really trying to create a new person in life, and it's really, the past 2 years have been hell. Someone just mentioned I'm heading into Saturn return, which I'm
already there.
I'm there, okay. I'm sort of hoping that maybe this will, as much as Saturn return can be very scary, I'm hoping that maybe this will make some changes, some good ones.
Well, did I already answer your question with what I said before we started talking?
Well, I wanted some personal insight into what you see with me in the next year.
Uh-huh. Well, are you age 57?
Yes.
God, I'm really doing my math well tonight. I'm so proud of myself. So far, I've gotten everybody's year right. Oh, dearie me. My goodness gracious, darling. I'm going to give you a big hug right now, okay? Can you feel it?
Okay.
You need to feel my hug. You've got the Nine of Spades sitting in your house. Went in there on your birthday, which was July 12th. And that's the death card. That's part of why your puppy's gone.
Okay.
So that was... The death is your teacher. So rather than feeling like something was taken away, because I feel like your dog is with you in spirit, definitely, and you probably see your dog out of the corner of your eye.
I have to tell you, this is profound for me. I feel like when he left, he took a lot of my pain and suffering. But mm-hmm. I also feel for the first time in my life, I have something of substance in my heart for the first time at age 57. And I think he's done this.
That is so beautiful. I mean, that's profound. And that's a gift. And with the Nine of Spades sitting in your house, you know, so having that in your heart, Pat, is everything. Because living in that feeling of love, you will draw life back to you. And that's what this Nine of Spades is all about. It's a card of blessed endings and new beginnings. And the new beginnings are blessed. We just have to let go. It's an initiation. This whole year, age 57, is a spiritual initiation for you. And if you can embrace it as such, then you will grow and recreate your life. This is a card when it comes. It often takes that which is most precious to us, actually. Mm. And our opportunity is to let go and open ourselves to the true essence of that relationship, because that relationship can never end. Whether it's a person, an animal, it's whoever is our beloved, you know, whoever it is that's precious to us. The relationship changes form because it's not solely in the physical. However, the gifts that come with this death card, the Nine of Spades, is the opportunity to reinvent ourselves and recreate our lives. And I don't care if you're 3, 57, or 102. It can happen at any age, any time. And to embrace that transformation, it's really alchemical. It's transmutation what's happened. The love that you had for that dog, it has burst open inside of you. He's living in your heart.
Hmm.
That's incredible. So
it is.
Yes.
Go on, what were you going to say?
Well, and your Three of Diamonds is sitting in the Nine of Clubs house. I mean, you have to completely surrender yourself to life this year, or you could be totally miserable. I have to be just point blank, shoot from the hip, honest with you.
I have been totally miserable for the past 2-3 years, really, really working on myself. And right now, it's almost like, you know, I've had a kid, I've had dogs for 30 years, there was someone I had to rush home to, you know, that I was concerned about. I'm free now. I said to my therapist, is this why we have kids and animals? Now I have to face myself, and I don't like myself. And I really have to change. I understand. I have to change. I have to do it now. It really feels like this is perhaps my only or last chance.
And you're well informed. I mean, it's wonderful that you know that.
You know, I think because I'm looking at all that I don't like and living it, too, with anger and judgment and all these things I see them every day. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose the love, the substance that's in my heart.
No, you won't.
Okay. That's all I care about. Can you imagine, I mean, maybe this has happened to a lot of people, but for me, it was suffering my whole life. And to never have anything in my heart and to try to get through every day without being a miserable person.
You have a tough life path. You probably have the hardest life path in the deck. You might want to have a personal reading with me because it would help you to understand your life path. And a lot of it, I mean, there's a reason for everything. And when you can understand and see that from a perspective outside of yourself, it can turn on the lights so bright. It's just amazing.
I do believe this is all for a reason, but I'd like to get to the reason so I can live it and start serving.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's understanding your life path.
Okay. All right.
Pat, I have one more call I want to take because I have 3 more minutes.
Thank you.
I'm sending you a big hug and bless you for calling in and being so open and sharing with everyone because I know it's touched everybody.
Well, you're great. So thank you, and I'll look at your site for readings. Thank you very much.
Okay, darling. Thank you. Okay, Sarah, you're on.
Hi.
Sarah, you're in Chico.
Yeah, Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. It says Chico. I thought you were in Chico, California. August 26th. Hello. You're the King of Hearts.
Yeah.
And it's your birthday in 2 days. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's why I called. Thank you.
We have like a minute and a half. So tell me what age you're going to be so I don't have to do the math.
28.
Oh, God. You're going into a new 7-year cycle. Everybody's going into new 7-year cycles. And you're the
really?
King of Hearts. Okay, let me tell you really quick. Your life and your work are going to change. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right off the bat. And, ooh, you're sitting in such a powerful place for your year. And 28 is such an exciting time. It's a time of huge transformation. You've got the King of Clubs in your house for 7 years. So this is a time when you're really going to emerge. Who you really are on the inside is going to emerge so everyone else can see. Because there's a part of yourself that's been hiding, yes?
Okay.
Fabulous 7-year cycle. I wish I had more time. But I'm going to wish you a happy birthday. Call me next week.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, happy birthday. Sorry, I have less than a minute. I have to be off the air. Lots of love to you.
Okay.
Have fun on your
thank
birthday.
You.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
So, everybody, thank you for listening. And if you don't get my card of the day, sign up. It's free. And I tell you about the energies of each day. And you can go on my site, check out. I have books. I have an iPhone application. I am all sorts of things, and I am available for personal readings and personal coaching, and if you're in Los Angeles or Southern California, I'm doing a public event on the 10th of September in Malibu, and I'll be out there for a week. And I wish you the greatest week this week. Check out the cards if this is new to you. Feel free to contact me via email or phone, and all my information's on my website. If you're on Facebook, my Facebook page is Cards of Destiny. I send love to you all. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. It was a very great show. Thank you all for sharing yourselves. Much love to everyone. Bye.